In the 1930s, Charles Scribner, who was the publisher of F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway, the list is endless and I can't think of them all now. He had the really powerful, hip John Steinbeck. He had the really powerful, I'm not sure about Steinbeck, you might look that up and I could be wrong, but Scribner, Charlie Scribner. And Hemingway and Fitzgerald were, you know, the worldwide glamour writers, very glamorous people. And both perhaps possibly a genius, each of them, possibly. I think Hem was. I'm never sure whether Fitzgerald had more than one good book in him. Diamond as Big as the Ritz is just magical, but I'm not sure. I've read everything. But one Christmas, he set his writers, his whole publishing house, he set them all a little bit of fun contest, which was to write the best shortest story, and they would win a case of champagne, for argument's sake. And they did, Julie did that, all these great writers. And that would have been a paragraph, three or four lines in a short story, and think, oh, you know, I've got to win this, you know. Hemingway delivered to him "For Sale, Stop." Now, the stops are important. People have quoted me on this in England, and they keep putting comma. It's wrong. Hem did it so that each phrase is in itself a finite chapter. "For sale, stop. Baby shoes, stop. Never worn." And you can't. It's like saying, guys, don't bother, I've won the prize. You can't beat this. It's impossible to beat this. It's an entire book in 6 words. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an end. And the end is tragic beyond most of our comprehension. This is the story of a stillbirth. Of a stillbirth. The loss, a woman's carrying a child. This is Hemingway. "For sale, baby shoes, never worn." In an advert in a local newspaper. Fuck, it's too good. It's very, very powerful. So I've taken that. This is genius. I'm not a genius. This is Hemingway. It's exactly what he wrote and won the prize. And so I understood what he was saying. So then I've written the story about in Britain, the high street of every town has teenage and early 20s young women with babies in buggies. Everywhere. My daughter tells me they get pregnant, they get benefits. They're not all British, a lot of them are British, but it's a scam, it's a trick that young women are playing on the taxpayer or the government. They get a house because they've got a baby, they get a house. It's so, so sad. It's barely believable in the modern. It's so primitive. And so he says, you know, all through that, that you'll see now the story is quite clearly, they can't cope. They're too, I forget the words now because I don't sing it on stage very often. But that's the essence of it. It's about the modern benefits, not fraud, but the misuse of benefits to one's end. These are girls who obviously have no chance, they're not educated, they're not very bright. And rather than work in a supermarket at the till, they get a little baby. They push their little baby about as a young mum. And I'm sorry for those who accidentally fall into this world, but many of them are deliberately doing this. Deliberately. It's just strange as that. A woman said to me a couple of weeks ago, she's in the music business, and she said, "I really love for sale baby shoes." I thought, oh, thank you. And she's about 35, this woman, not married yet. "Do you like it?" And I had to walk away. I wanted to say, you sure you know what it's about? I was thinking, you don't want to listen to that if you've just, if you're pregnant. You don't want to listen to that if, you know, you've just lost a baby, you know. But maybe she's not getting that. She's just hearing a nice tune. They ran away for true love saying, we know life isn't fair. And they really believe in this is love. Of course, it's nonsense. And, oh no, I don't see any hope in that song. That's very bleak.